Your entertainment buzz coming up after 6:30. And yes, we're going to talk with Bubby Nash, a name that is synonymous with this radio station for a number of years. And it's because of the passing of a member of the WTMA family. I want to defer for just a moment to our radio historian and archivist, John Quincy, because John Trenton died yesterday at the age of 69 after a battle with an illness. And for those who have become familiar with the Big Talker, I mean, John Trenton's role in WTMA's history.
Well, if you just moved to Charleston and haven't been here for like 20 or 30 years, WTMA, before it became a talk radio station, was a top 40 radio station. It was the big radio station in Charleston to listen to for popular music in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And for a large portion of that time, John Trenton was part of the success of WTMA. He was a former morning man. He sat in your chair.
I know. I'm just the latest inhabitant of a chair that's been occupied by a number of local radio legends.
So. He came here in 1967 and was also the program director, the guy that kind of decides behind the scenes of what gets done where on the radio station. He was the voice of the radio station. You heard his voice not only on his show, but for WTMA promos and IDs and disc jockey intros and things like that for many, many years. In about 1972, became the station's general manager and took himself off the air, but still his voice was heard on the air throughout the day. And in 1980, he left us, but he was the general manager from 72 to 1980, and a big part of the station's success is a top 40 station.
And he is he the man who hired Bill Sharp?
Yes, he was responsible for that. Frank O. Hunt is actually the guy that that suggested it, but John Trenton was the guy that signed off on it.
Well, a member of the WTMA family has passed, and we are going to remember him later on this morning when we speak with Bubby Nash, coming up a little bit after 8 o'clock.
Yeah, we're looking forward to talking to Boob and talking about the guy who was a big part of WTMA's success in the late 60s and throughout much of the 70s.
One of our own here at the Big Talker has passed away. He was a former popular morning DJ. His name, John Trenton.
7-Eleven here on this Thursday morning with John Trenton. 79 degrees, the highs today are going to be in the upper 80s here in the Charleston area. Little story about my sweet city woman. Matter of fact, there she is over there standing under the streetlight. Pardon me, ma'am, do you have change for a dollar?
John Trenton came to TMA in 67 when the station had a top 40 music format. Besides being TMA's morning DJ in the late 60s and early 70s, he was the station's program director. John Trenton became WTMA's general manager around 1972 and remained with the station until 1980.
Presenting John Trenton and music on the Big 1250.
7:09 on the John Trenton Show. Better for your body than Alka-Seltzer. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. I'm reading a few lines from Spiro Agnew's biography.
John Trenton died yesterday after a long illness. He was 69. I'm Fred Story, 1250 TMA Total News. Depend on it.
And you know, Fred, I've said many times over the years that I am just the latest inhabitant of a chair that's been occupied by a number of radio legends in Charleston's radio history.
Boy, you're not kidding. This place has produced hundreds of them.
You know, and John Trenton was somebody a lot of people knew and woke up with every yeah. morning for a long time. And he was instrumental, particularly in the 60s and 70s in WTMA's history. And I see coming up in a moment, we're going to talk with another person who was an inhabitant of this chair in the mornings, a guy named Bubby.
Yeah.
Bubby Nash is standing by to talk with him about the passing of John Trenton. I would recommend to anybody in the Lowcountry, if they haven't already done so, to go to WTMAmemories.com. Our own John Quincy is sort of a radio historian and archivist, not only for the Big Talker, but for, you know, radio in Charleston in general, because so many people who have been a part of Charleston radio have passed through the hallways and the doorways of the Big Talker over the last 72-plus years. So WTMAmemories.com is a wonderful website if you want to take a walk down memory lane and just listening to the John Trenton clips that Fred that you just played a moment ago, it harkens back to a bygone era of radio.
Oh, yeah. The best time for at least the DJs. I don't know about the audience, but
you're right.
It was a great time in radio for us.
It's what got me into radio. It's what attracted me as a kid growing up, hearing these guys and who these voices that you got connected with, and John Trenton was one of them, and he died yesterday at the age of 69, and we look forward to remembering him and talking with Bubby Nash about that coming up.
When I was in my teens, I used to listen to WOWO in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and WLS. And, you know, at night, it was just like a world of radio from all over the country you could bring in on the AM signal.
Yep.
Back then, you know, it's why I got in it.
Absolutely.
It was a wonder. I was just so... It's just a hard feeling to describe listening with those guys back in those days because you felt so one-on-one with them.
John Trenton makes it a good morning every morning.
WTMA.
Well, we've got one for everybody out there with a little band of gold on their finger. 8:08 in the morning time. Get up there and get them, Fifth Dimension. Got the Wedding Bell Blues, and she's not even married yet. Man, has she got a lot to learn. Fifth Dimension and Good Guy Gold this morning. WTMA time, 8:10 in the morning on the John Trenton program. Clear skies and a beautiful 68 degrees here on this Tuesday morning. You know, marriage is a great institution, really, and I think mine's going to put me in one.
The sound you are about.
It's 8:42 on the John Trenton Show. I guarantee you the only thing higher than the temperature in Charleston today will be Booby Nash. You can better believe that.
Oh, there is the late, great John Trenton talking about our next guest here on the Morning Buzz. There he is, Mr. Booby Nash himself. Good morning, Booby. How you doing?
Hi, Dickie. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
I saw that close-up of Fred, and I didn't see much difference between Fred and that Citadel Bulldog.
but people think Fred looks better with his mo, but, you know, like you said, anything to cover the face would probably be an improvement.
Right.
But, you know, Booby, you were just listening to John Trenton, someone that you worked with, someone that you knew, and he passed away yesterday at the age of 69, and I'm honored to be sitting in a chair that's been inhabited by such legends as yourself and as John Trenton, and just your thoughts upon the passing of John Trenton.
Well, first of all, Dickie, you're worthy. You need to know that.
Well, I appreciate that.
John and I had an unusual relationship. I met him at WAIR in Winston-Salem. I was doing the night show. He was doing the all-night show. And our friendship really bonded when we were drinking beer on the fire escape during the newscast. Then I moved to the Beatty stations in Greensboro, and he eventually moved to the Beatty station in Danville. So we were still connected there. And then I moved to TMA, and about a year later, John came to fill in the morning show. So we actually worked three stations together. He started in the morning, and Charlie Kerwin, better known as Charlie Brown, on the air, he was the program director and brought us both to Charleston. And when he left, then the slot was open for program director, and John took it. And boy, he made changes. You know, TMA was popular then, but it really came alive with Tiger Radio, with John Trenton. One thing he liked to do was keep the sound of the station fresh. So we always had new jingles. He gave away thousands of dollars in prizes, and he did it in the most fun way. And he believed in the radio personalities being out in the public. So we were, you know, all over the place. He was a great idea man. He had us broadcast underwater. I broadcast for a couple of weeks in a pickup truck. And he had John Burwell buried and broadcast for a few hours. I think he wanted me to do it, but I took a vacation real fast and got out of there. But he's a great idea man, and TMA just seemed to come alive. I had been with it for a year, but it sparkled when he took over.
Yeah, you know, and his stewardship in the 60s and 70s, instrumental in the history of WTMA, and listening, you know, well, talking to you, Booby, and listening to the air checks we just had of John Trenton, it harkens back to a long gone day of radio that is the reason why I got into radio and so many others, and it's just not the same. And anytime you have the passing of someone who had so much influence on radio in the Lowcountry, you think about the way radio used to be, and I'm sure you do as well, though, don't you, Booby?
Oh yeah, a lot. But you know, John wasn't a very public person, very private, very. Except for his staff. His staff was his family. He'd invite some of us over to his house. And, you know, we'd party a little bit and knew his family and his boys. I like the way my wife put it this morning. He became a station manager, and he actually was the business behind the talent. He knew how to use the guys he hired, and he only hired guys he thought would become part of the family. And I thought that was unusual.
Right. But, you know, we know one thing, Bibby, is that a lot of people who worked in radio for any length of time, you know, you run into a number of people that you work with that, let's just say, that you wouldn't necessarily hang out with if you weren't in the office with them or in the studio with them or whatever. And sometimes you meet good guys right. in radio, and they stick out because they seem to be so few and far between. John Trenton was one of the good ones, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. As I say, very private. He didn't do many personal appearances. He just loved the whole business of radio. Where I was more, you know, out there, like to entertain, and that he was more a business and money man, and he knew how to make money.
Well, I'll tell you what, Booby, hang on the line. We have a couple of former WTMA people also who want to join the conversation, and it's always great to talk with the legendary Booby Nash after the loss of John Trenton, who died yesterday at the age of 69. Instrumental in the history of this radio station. More coming up in a moment. WTMA News Time is 8:18.
Donny Osmond, you're just as sweet and innocent as the rain that falls from the sky. And with the pollution factor being what it is these days, you can kind of take that and judge it for yourself. I see a bad moon arising. That's the Creedence Clearwater Revival. I think it's from that cheap wine I've been drinking. WTMA's Money Match Game Time, 8:14 on the John Trenton Program.
We go back to the phones as we're talking with Booby Nash about the passing of John Trenton, who died yesterday at the age of 69. Instrumental in the history of WTMA throughout the 60s and 70s. And Booby, I'm bringing into the conversation here former WTMA newsman Tom Barry. Tom, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. It's nice to be with you. Good morning, Boob.
Good morning, Tommy.
How are you?
We have a reunion going on right here. Tom, your thoughts upon the passing of John Trenton?
Well, I'm certainly saddened with John's passing. I remember so many things about John. When I came to WTMA in 1969, I was a green kid, 20 years old, out of USC, doing news with Franco Hunt. In fact, I think I came, and Boob, you might help me with this one, I think I replaced Bill Sharp. And so,
well,
anyway,
no one could replace Bill Sharp.
Well,
he did a good try.
And didn't John Trenton hire Bill Sharp? I mean, didn't he pull the trigger on that? I mean, Franco Hunt wanted to bring him in, but John actually pulled the trigger and brought him in, I believe.
I think yes. That's correct, yes.
John brought in a lot of great talent that's still around.
Yes, indeed. And if you listen to those air checks, you notice a particular sound. That little bit of reverb in the background was always there. It was part of the TMA sound, and John Trenton was the engineer of that, with my apologies to Bill Dudley and all of the other people who were there at the time. But John was the orchestra leader, if you will. And I remember one morning, I was working the morning side for Frank one week. I think he was on vacation. And those of you who have been in the business, you understand when that microphone goes on, you are on. And at the time when we were located on Orange Grove Road, the newsroom and the master control room were in different parts of the building, and we couldn't see each other. And I was in the newsroom that morning, and I had to go to master control for something, and I was listening through the monitor, and John was doing his show, and he was just as you have been hearing it this morning. And I walked in the control room during a record that was on the air, and John was literally sitting there with his head on the console, sick as a up.
Yeah.
And
we didn't have a fire escape then, but we still had the beer.
So. Yeah, oh, absolutely. But as soon as he would reach for that microphone switch and that pot would go hot, I mean, John was on. You never knew it. And that was one of the things that I remembered so much and made such an impression on me. And that was back in the day when radio was so personal. I spent 17 years in the business and enjoyed all 17 years, but some of my most favorite memories are those at WTMA back in the day when I was there. Trenton was doing mornings. I think Ted Bell was doing 9 to noon. Bob Riley was then on, and then Boob came on, I think, at 3. And it was just a magical time. It was a wonderful place to be, and the station for a top 40 station in a medium market like Charleston had a sound that could go up against the major market stations, hold its own, and in many cases be better.
Well, as you guys know, of course, we're always beholden to the mighty dollar in radio and in the media. Tom Barry, Booby Nash, let me get you both to hang on because we have some other WTMA personalities we're going to bring in just a moment upon the passing of John Trenton.
Golden sound of Ann Murray here on the John Trenton Show this morning. WTMA time at 7:10. We've got 79 degrees on this Thursday morning. You know, a lot of remarkable things are going to be happening on this program this morning. As a matter of fact, a couple of them already have. One of them is that I showed up.
That is the late, great John Trenton, who died yesterday at the age of 69 and taking a little bit of a walk down memory lane. Mike Huckabee is going to be bumped in for some bigger names, okay? We've got Booby Nash joining us, former WTMA newsman Tom Barry. And Booby and Tom, let me bring in somebody you probably know. Appreciate Jerry Smith, another former WTMA DJ, giving us a buzz. Good morning, Jerry. How you doing?
Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Boob.
Jerry who?
How's the family?
This is fine. It's a long time since I've talked to you.
Jerry, your thoughts and feelings upon the passing of a John Trenton, who died yesterday at the age of 69, such an instrumental figure in the history of WTMA.
Well, you already hit on it this morning. This gentleman could come to work sick as a dog. I probably woke John up more in the 2 years I was there in 1970 to 1972 than his wife, Rosemary. I did the all-night show, and I had to wake John up at 5 in the morning. And he never woke up in a bad mood, but he woke up with one of those, oh, but by the time he got to the radio station, he was the jovial, bright John. And really the reason I came to Charleston, because I heard him on the radio when I was at the University of South Carolina, and he made Charleston sound like a beautiful city. Now I know differently. Just kidding. But actually, it was a beautiful town. And but John was my hero, my father-like image. He covered a lot of bases for me, and I had a lot of trouble. John made the trouble a lot less. He comforted me when I got into a few trouble situations, and so I'll miss this man as not only as a mentor and a leader, but also as a real good friend.
And Jerry, what about your recollections talking about the bygone days of radio, a different time in radio history, and also just working at WTMA with people like Tom Barry and Booby Nash and John Trenton?
The humor is the part that people can enjoy today. Bob remembers one time he got a coat from a business there that we had advertised as a client, and they were at a party one night, and there was a string sticking out of the top of the arm, and both Bob and Uncle Boob and John kind of laughed and snickered, and John had the nerve to pull the string, and when he did, the whole arm fell off, the whole arm of the coat, that is. But the man had so much natural personality that, you know, and of course he was a lover of kids and took care of his people very well. I could be going forever, but I'd just say that it's a wonderful time of memories, and that's my favorite one, is his natural sense of humor like that.
Well, Jerry Smith, Tom Barry, Booby Nash, let me bring in somebody else here to the conversation, as I think we're going to set a record for how many people we can actually conference at one time, as we say good morning to, I believe, a gentleman who was the newsman on the morning program with John Trenton. Good morning, Bill Sharp. How you doing?
I was a sleepy newsman, Richard, in the morning with John Trenton. Doing fine. Good to hear Jerry, and good to hear Tom, and great to hear Booby, too. Hi, guys.
Hi, Billy.
What did you say your name was?
I'm not sure at this point in time.
This is great to have everybody here. I mean, Bill, first of all, just your thoughts and recollections upon the passing of John Trenton.
John was a force to be reckoned with at WTMA. He was the guy in charge, Richard. I was in college, and I would come home from Emory University in Atlanta every summer and work the morning shift with John Trenton. I did the news back then. And after, you know, for a college kid, waking up at 4:35 in the morning was not ideal, but I did it. And I would broadcast the morning news, and after I would finish my newscast, John would come on the intercom invariably every single day and say, "Wake up, Bill. Wake up, Billy boy. Wake up." I guess I sounded sleepy back then. And, of course, everybody sounded sleepy compared to that wonderful wake-up voice that John Trenton had. Richard, John was like the older brother I never had. I heard Jerry talk, and he was kind of like a father figure to me. And if you had problems or questions about broadcasting, about life, you'd go to John, and he would listen to you and give you some great advice.
I think we have a quorum here with Bill Sharp, Jerry Smith, Tom Barry, and Boobie Nash all on the phone with us, remembering the late John Trenton, who passed away yesterday. And this is for anybody, either any one of you four gentlemen. I mean, what is the message that you would like to relay to people listening about WTMA in those days that people may not be getting, you know, nowadays in the world of corporate radio? What is it about those days that you want listeners of WTMA today to know about?
We couldn't find the money. I think what I remember most is what they're all saying, that John Trenton didn't get a staff, he got a family. There wasn't. He would really. He'd look at the talent, see how it sounded, but he was more interested in what their attitudes were. And of course, everyone that came to TMA really wanted to be there, and so they folded right in. There was no one that was hired there that was considered an outsider.
Tom or Jerry, Bill? I mean, what about the old days at WTMA?
I would
have
to agree.
The old days, Richard, was a time when WTMA was all about people, and John held us all together. We had a bunch of disparate, difficult personalities and egos to deal with, and
we don't have that anymore here, by the way.
You don't have it anymore with you and Q and that crazy newsman of yours. But John held us all together. You know, John had an ego too, but he would say, "All right, guys, come on, let's do the job, and then we can complain after it's all over." And he just held us together. And as Jerry said, John was the father figure, the older brother I never had. Most wonderful guy in the world. He'd give you advice on everyday stuff. I was always going to him, you know, I was fascinated with young ladies at that point. And I'd say, "John, what do you think about Susie?" Goes, "Well, Bill, I don't know. She's okay, but she's a little flighty." "Well, what about Mary?" "I don't know, Bill. You know, she's got a good head on her shoulders, but you got to watch her." John gave me great advice about women. I never followed it, but he gave me great advice.
I would have to agree with both Boob and Bill, and I'm sure Jerry would agree that WTMA was Charleston, and Charleston was WTMA. That station embraced the city, and the city embraced the station. As was mentioned before, the personalities were out in the community doing things. And by the way, Boob, when John had you broadcast from the pickup truck, he kept hoping you'd just keep going when you were in the pickup truck. And also, Bill, I'll have to tell you, in all honesty, at least he would give you that feedback. I would finish up a newscast in the morning when I'd be working the morning side, and John would come on the intercom and say, "Nice try."
Well, I just want to say thank you to all of you gentlemen. By the way, Bill, what did you ever do after WTMA? I never heard what you did after you left radio or anything.
I didn't do much after Richard. But I got to tell you, if it weren't for TMA and John Trenton, I don't know where I'd be, because you guys, especially John, and a guy named, who was the news director back then, Ray Campbell. Yep. And also Tom Barry. Tom and I worked side by side. Tom then went to what was considered the Cadillac of radio stations in Columbia after that, WIS. But if it weren't for those guys, I don't know where I'd be. Seriously, Richard, they gave me a grounding in broadcasting that I couldn't have gotten anywhere else. It's tough to get that these days. I got for free at TMA, you have to pay for now, and I'm not sure it's available.
No, you're right. You're right. And WTMA has been a part of the community for over 72 years, and people like you guys are the reason why. Bill Sharp, Jerry Smith, Tom Barry, Boobie Nash, all joining us to remember the passing of John Trenton. And gentlemen, on behalf of everybody here at the Big Talker, thank you for the memories. Thank you for everything over the years. And thank you for joining the conversation, as our thoughts and prayers are with the family of John Trenton and the memories of WTMA that will live on forever. I thank all you guys very much.
Richard,
I just want to thank you for remembering him. I want the folks to know he went peaceably. His son was present. And I love him and miss him much.
Boobie Nash, great to talk to you, buddy. Tom Barry, it's awesome to hear from you as well. Thank you, Tom. And Jerry Smith, really appreciate it. And Bill Sharp, keep up the good work of whatever you're doing nowadays.
Thank you,
we appreciate it. And all of this in memory of John Trenton.